Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, Mike.
Yes, you as well. I appreciate you waking me up from my turkey coma.
Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to help make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers here in the most influential space on Earth. Mike, we were talking a bit earlier this week about Facebook Shops. I have not seen this, haven't looked at it, haven't used this. What the heck is going on with Facebook Shops?
Yeah, so it's really exciting for anybody that is retail-based, where you're selling physical products. It is, I think, at least in my opinion, Facebook's first step at saying, why invest in a $10,000, $20,000 e-commerce website? Yeah. Facebook can do it for you, right?
Yeah, and there's already, a billion or so people who are already on it, right?
Exactly, right. I mean, it's you know, they're here's how we're going to fight Amazon. Here's how we're going to, you know, take over even more of the internet, right? Yeah. But it's really cool because in my opinion anyways, it is the most customizable new feature Facebook has come out with in a long, long time, because you can change things like colors and layouts, and you can add in all these specials and adjust how things are organized. It almost reminds me of like a almost like a drag and drop website builder, almost, to where you can kind of do all the things you would expect to do in like a Shopify, for instance.
Really?
And you can do it right on Facebook. It's really, really a cool feature. And so right now, you know, the only limitation is you've still got to have, you know, that backend processor. So you would want to have a Shopify or BigCommerce, I think, is the other one that Facebook kind of pushes. But there's several that actually integrate into it. And then there are some options to where if you don't have one, you can still do some things with it. But I really think long term, this is Facebook's foot in the door of, how do we take that next step into monetizing our platform? You know, they've ridden this wave of ads and people buying ads on Facebook and Instagram and Messenger and all over the world now for a very long time. And this appears to be, you know, here's that next step. You know, they've yeah. been beta testing Instagram shopping for a long time, and it was limited to a lot of people. Facebook Shops integrates into Instagram as well, so you can do product pushes to Instagram and different things. So there's a lot of really, really cool features there if you have any type of product that you can sell and sell online. Even something as simple as gift cards. I've seen some kind of early adopters just to have something out there for people to be able to get, even if they're a service-based business or something like that. Just put some gift cards out there just so yeah. that there's something and it exists on their Facebook. It's a really, really, really cool new feature, and think people are going to absolutely love it, especially you know, smaller businesses that struggle to have you know, a really strong e-commerce platform. It'll obviously be a game changer for those guys. But I think when I think about franchising, I think there's a ton of opportunity for different franchises. You know, we talk about pizza places all the time, or yeah. restaurants. There's all kinds of opportunity there for them to be able to sell, you know, whether it's their actual products or even, you know, t-shirts and hats and Yeti cups and all this different stuff, right? I mean, there's tons and tons of opportunity there for them. I think you're going to see a lot of brands over the course of 2021 really put a lot of time and energy in this. We're running it actually for a couple of clients right now, and they're seeing some just incredible results as far as the time and energy they're putting in from people just literally not even going to their website, just buying it right on Facebook. And they're getting some really great return on investment from it. And then the other nice piece is you can push your Facebook shop into Marketplace. So that gives you another wow. added jump. So sure. It's going to be, I think, a game changer for Facebook's revenue. But I also think for businesses, this is kind of that next evolution of, you know, what does it look like for a social media network to become a major shopping platform? And we're going to find out pretty quickly in the next year, I think.
Right. Well, I love that idea that it's integrated already with Instagram, because I think that could be the real game changer with some franchise systems, maybe in some retail settings, you know, and that kind of thing. But I also like just the idea of gift cards for that franchisees could be involved with as well. You know, buy a gift card through this, and maybe it gets redeemed at your local sandwich shop or pizza place or something like that. But also think about the franchise systems that are just in the midst of this massive growth spurt right now, here at the end of 2020 and into 2021. There's a lot of places out there that maybe don't have a franchise location quite yet, but they still could get, you know, Mike, the first thing that came to mind are these Chick-fil-A sauces that are now available through some retailers. Imagine being able to get that here in Northwestern Illinois, where there isn't a Chick-fil-A yet. Right. So, and then I put my franchise development cap on, and it's like, wait a minute, if we're selling a lot of Chick-fil-A sauce in Northwestern Illinois, maybe we need to open a store there pretty soon. Right. So this could really tie into everything from product sales to franchise development to, you know, everything else in franchising. So this is really a game changer, man. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And to kind of echo what you were saying, first off, if I ever lived in a place where I couldn't get an unlimited supply of barbecue sauce, I would move.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike staying in the Southeast for the foreseeable future. There will be no moving there. So, well, Mike, thanks for that. We look forward to checking out everything about Facebook shops. If somebody at a franchise system wants to jump in, maybe even before Christmas hits in less than a month now, where should they go first to try to navigate what they can do within Facebook shops?
Yeah. So Facebook has a dedicated website. So if you just Google Facebook shops, it's going to be the first hit on Google. You'll be able to get right in, and it's going to show you everything you can do with it. Most of you at this point, it's 90-95% rolled out. So most of you can go to your Facebook page. And if you go to your settings, you'll actually have a Facebook shops tab now in your Facebook settings. So you can actually see what's there and what you can do with it and different things. And if you're using a platform like a Shopify or a BigCommerce, I think WooCommerce is in there as well. And there's several others. Those are just kind of the most kind of name brand ones that most people use. All of those integrations are already built in. You can just click and add your sales channel or whatever that may be, and it'll actually automatically pull your inventory, put it up on Facebook, and then you can go in and start editing and adjusting and all those good things as you need to. So most of you, it'll be super easy. Go to your Facebook page settings, and it should be there. If not, just hit Google and Google Facebook shops, and it'll walk you right through the process and show you what you can and can't do.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Mike. And a quick note before we go. On Tuesday, our friends at Franchise Dictionary Magazine are releasing their annual big Franchise Game Changers issue. They do this every December. Who made the list? You can find out on Tuesday at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. And for more information on Facebook and how it affects your franchise, check us out at socialjoey.com. We'll be back next week with another Facebook franchise tip. If there's anything you would like us to talk about, let me know. Jack@socialgeekradio.com.